This news update's being brought to you by Thumb Bank and Trust. Community strong since 1895. Stop into one of their offices today. And Ashley Helm Store and Bad Axe. Ashley, this is home. Good morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes with a look at your news for the hour. Pigeon Village President Mike LePage provided an update on happenings in the community and thanked all those who helped. He reported the annual Farmers Summerfest was a huge success again this year. He extended thanks to the volunteers who put it together and to Sheila McBride, who had chaired the event for several years. He noted that McBride is stepping down as chairman. LePage reported the village's summer recreation program was a huge success with over 70 kids attending, and he thanked Shure Hospital for partnering with the village to head up the program. He also thanked Jaylee Chandonnet for her outstanding leadership for the event. LePage noted the new playscape's been a very popular addition to the recreation park, and he thanked the individuals, businesses, and community organizations who contributed to make the playscape a reality. And a driver remains unidentified after a high-speed pursuit through northern Huron County earlier this month. According to a Huron County Sheriff's Office report, a deputy was running stationary radar near Van Dyke Fillion Roads on the evening of August 13th when a pickup truck and a sedan were clocked at 96 miles per hour. The deputy began following the vehicles north on Van Dyke Road and reported seeing the pickup pass two vehicles, nearly causing a head-on collision with southbound traffic. Emergency lights and a siren were activated, but the pickup truck continued on Crossroad instead of stopping. The report says the pursuit continued along several rural roads, including Carpenter, Schott, Hellam, Stoddard, and Crockard roads. Speeds during portions of that pursuit were reported between roughly 70 and 110 miles per hour. At one point, investigators say the pickup driver shut off the vehicle's lights in an apparent effort to avoid detection. The deputy continued tracking the truck by its brake lights. A sheriff sergeant eventually ordered the pursuit terminated. The deputy shut off emergency equipment, turned around, and later searched the surrounding area for the pickup and its driver. The vehicle was not located. The report lists the incident as fleeing or looting and identifies the suspect as unknown. No arrests were reported in the report. A 36-year-old Detroit man was arrested and arraigned on multiple felony charges for allegedly smuggling narcotics into eight prisons, including Thumb Correctional Facility in Lapeer. John Calhoun is charged with eight counts of sending contraband into prisons, which is a five-year felony, eight counts of delivery manufacture of a controlled Schedule 1 narcotic of less than 50 grams, which is a seven-year felony, one count of delivery manufacture of controlled Schedule 1 narcotics of 50 to 449 grams, which is a 20-year felony, and one count of conducting a criminal enterprise, which is a 20-year felony. Besides Lapeer County's prison, Calhoun allegedly smuggled narcotics to the Ernest C. Brooks Correctional Facility, Bellamy Creek Correctional Facility, Braga Correctional Facility, Chippewa Correctional Facility, Oaks Correctional Facility, and the Muskegon Correctional Facility, as well as Kinross Correctional Facility. Calhoun's arrest came after a lengthy investigation that reportedly found narcotics in packages mailed to prisons that used the ruse of being mailed by an attorney. And we'll return right after this word from our sponsor.
Are you thinking about a new home, ready to refinance, or planning a major renovation? Hi, this is Mark Hill, mortgage lender at Thumb Bank & Trust. At Thumb Bank & Trust, we have the mortgage and home equity solutions to help you move forward with confidence. We offer fixed-rate home loans, construction loans, and refinancing options to fit your goals and your budget. Our team takes the time to understand your plans, and we guide you through the process every step of the way. Need funds for home improvements or repairs? Our home equity loans and home equity lines of credit can provide the flexibility you need to tackle projects big or small. With local lending decisions and personal service, Thumb Bank & Trust is here to make financing your home simple. Stop by one of our branches or visit thumb.bank to learn more. Thumb Bank & Trust, community strong since 1895.
Mark Hill, NMLS number 500339. Thumb Bank & Trust, NMLS number 462637. An equal housing lender, member FDIC. Loans are subject to credit approval.
And we're back with your national and international news. The United States' national debt has officially crossed the $40 trillion mark, sparking intense political debate on Capitol Hill over long-term fiscal stability. Treasury officials point to a combination of persistent inflation, elevated federal interest rates, and expanding mandatory spending commitments as the primary drivers pushing the federal balance sheet into uncharted territory. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent announced plans for an emergency briefing on Monday morning to detail potential mitigation strategies and outline federal revenue projections. With midterms fast approaching, lawmakers from both sides of the aisle are framing the milestone as a core campaign issue. Budget hawks in Washington are renewing calls for stricter spending caps, while opposition leaders urge a structural review of recent tax policies. Financial markets remained relatively stable throughout early trading, but market analysts warn that prolonged gridlock over federal spending caps could trigger new volatility in bond yields over the coming weeks. And in response to escalating regional instability and threats against commercial maritime trade, the U.S. military established an independent protected transit corridor through the Strait of Hormuz. The naval operation is designed to secure the movement of nearly 10 million barrels of daily crude oil passing through the critical global checkpoint. Naval escorts and aerial surveillance patrols were deployed immediately following the series of diplomatic breakdowns. The diplomatic rift expanded after official White House communications referred to the international waterway under controversial new jurisdictional terms. Neighboring nations have expressed deep concern that heightened military presence could trigger unforeseen naval standoffs in international waters. European allies are urging all parties involved to exercise maximum restraint and rely on international maritime law to resolve disputes. And that's been a look at your news this hour, brought to you by Thumb Bank & Trust, community strong since 1895. Stop into one of their offices today. And by Ashley Helmstore and Bad X. Ashley, this is home.
It's five big days at Ashley and Bad X, Thursday through Monday, August 20th to the 24th. And the savings are everywhere. Take 25% off regular price items store-wide, plus 15% off Orange Tag floor models, and choose from 1, 2, or 5-year no-interest financing. Restrictions may apply. Visit us in-store for details, and the savings don't stop there. Shop all major mattress brands at Ashley and Bad Axe. Beautyrest, Beautyrest Black, Nectar, Sealy, Serta, Simmons, Tempur-Pedic, and Ashley Sleep. Twins starting at $119, full starting at $288, and 12 queen mattresses between $288 to $488. Dressers and chests start at just $199, and accessories are 40 to 80% off. Plus, register to win an Ashley gift card valued at $100, $250, or even up to $500. No purchase necessary. It's all on sale, and it's all happening Thursday through Monday, exclusively at Ashley and Bad Axe. Ashley and Bad Axe is locally owned and operated.
Ashley is your one-stop place for all your furniture needs. Hi, this is Brandon from Ashley and Bad Axe. Shop our selection of dining sets, bedroom furniture, lift chairs, and more.
While you're shopping at the north side of Bad Axe, don't forget to stop by McKenzie Jewelers and Ashley Home Store.
And that's been a look at your news for this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Servant.